Hey people, do you want to polish your watch like a professional? Well, today's episode is being sponsored by Cape Cod Polishing Cloth, the only cloth that cleans, polishes, and protects. To order your Cape Cod Polishing Cloth kit today, go to www.capecodpolish.com. In the kit, you get 12 metal polishing cloths, a buffing cloth, and a pair of reusable gloves. It's the best $20 you'll ever spend. When you get go to checkout, enter promo code WATCH and get free shipping for a limited time. Okay, on with the show. On today's episode, I want to talk to you about how Panerai will release two new models inspired by historic pieces from the 1930s at SIHH. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. What's going on there, watch fans? It's Amit Dev Honda, and welcome to my podcast. Today I want to talk to you about how Panerai released two watches inspired by a 1930s model, which was referenced 3646A. This is a watch that really kicked it off for Panerai. Since Rolex had already patented a waterproof watch, Panerai had the cases and movements made for them by Rolex SA. The exact date of when this took place is really hard to determine, but historical sort of records show it could be anywhere between 1936 and 1938. These vintage watches were very special and rare because they were the ones that went into war and witnessed war. Therefore, they were known as the Type A, also as the Warbirds. This is, by all intents and purposes, the first Panerai watch and the birth of the radio mirror as we know it. The two new models that have come out that will be released at SIHH towards the end of January are known as the PAM 685 and the PAM 687. They're both 47mm stainless steel. They're radio mirror cases. They're powered by the in-house P3000 movement. It's a three-day hand-wound movement. I love the simplicity of the dial. The dial is my favorite because it's just four numbers, two hands, and indices in between. And you know, the radio mirror case and the onion crown, of course, very, 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 like, iconic design language made by Rolex. But, you know, the originals had their fair share of problems. For starters, the welded wire lug snapped off quite easily. The onion-style crown was not optimal. And the movement, which is the 618 caliber movement manufactured by Rolex for Panerai, was for hours and minutes only. This posed an issue, especially for dive missions to the exact second. Also, because the hand-wound movement at most could run 40 hours, divers could be winding the watch whenever they could, so the watch would quit halfway through a mission. Lastly, because of the screw-down crown was sealed with very thin lead gaskets and not rubber gaskets, and the crown was overused, this caused the case to get flooded, which obviously defeated the purpose of having a waterproof tool watch. So what are the 685 and 687? Well, they're pretty much adaptations of the original 3646A that was made by Rolex for Panerai. One has, the 685 is has a black dial, while the 687 has a tropical style dial. The tropical style dial is basically an homage to how these watches aged or patinaed. Most people believe that the tropical dial evolved from the sun, dissolving the dial to a creamy brown color. But in reality, it's because of the luminous paste material used on the dial at that time, known as radium. This caused the dial to discolor long before the effects of the sun. Both watches have very cool pencil-style gold hands, similar to the original from the 30s. The bezel, it's a 12-sided bezel, which is brushed steel and smoothed polished angles, and engraved on the bezel is Officine Panerai Bravitato, which translates and refers to the patented luminous substances used on the dial of the watches, which were presented to the higher-ups of the Royal Italian Navy in the late 1930s. Now, I know that they're only making a very small batch of these watches. They're going to be very limited. 1,000 of each. I mean, there could make a lot less. 1,000 is still quite a lot of units. I know that right now the demand is for the one with the tropical dial since it looks more vintage. They've also put this watch on a strap that I'm not thrilled about. It's it's not my favorite strap. It's a darker strap. And I wish they used, you know, a lighter strap. I mean, I get it that I'm sure the straps were originally dark and lightened up or distressed over time and lightened up. But I just feel like this watch looks really good with, like, a caramel-colored strap, like, with stitching, with contrasting stitching. These straps are kind of like a dark brown, and, you know, they look good, don't get me wrong, but, and I understand, you know, you're evolving into a modern brand, but, you know, if you're going to pay homage to the original, I just feel like, why not use something that's similar and has that sort of distressed look? I know the strap on this does, it's called the Ponte Vecchio strap, which is fitted on both these models, and I know they distress and age the strap over time, but again, I feel like it should have been lighter in color, closer to the original. Originally, when I wrote the article, I said it should be between 10 and 12K, hopefully, but you know, anything more will be a waste of money, which I still feel. I just found out today that the retail of these watches are less than $10,000 a piece. So for a limited edition of 1,000 units, I mean, it's still a lot of units, but it's a cool watch. It's it goes back to their heritage. It's got a great movement. You know, it really brings us back to where it all started. For sure, like, reach out to me at amitdavehonda@gmail.com. If you want to order this watch, I can definitely help you with that. You can visit my website at www.amitdavehonda.com. Check out my Twitter and my Instagram. My handles for both are at amitdavehonda. You can find out where I am, what I'm doing, what the coolest watches are. Sign up for my weekly newsletter. It's free. I mean, it's awesome. It's Amit Dave Honda, www.amitdavehonda.com/sign-up. That is the official way to join my newsletter. You get updated once a week. You don't have to, you know, bother yourself with following me every day. It actually, what it does is I just organize the best blog posts of the week, put it into a newsletter. I always have a podcast. I always have a watch of the week. With links to articles. It's informative. You'll get a lot out of it. Share it with your friends. Ask them to sign up. And until we meet again, rock on and fly back.